laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Amen. So the scripture reading is from Leviticus chapter 6, verse 13, and it reads, "A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out." And then it reads further in Leviticus chapter 9, from verse 22 to 24, "Then Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to the people, and the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell to their faces." So my question for you tonight is your heart on fire for Jesus? Does it burn continuously for Him? Do you want more of Jesus in your life? The scripture says God Himself struck this altar and set it on fire. That's what Jesus can do for you tonight. Young man, young woman, let God ignite a fire on the altar of your heart tonight. This portion of scripture was the time when God instructed Moses with very specific instructions of how God wanted the Israelites to build their tabernacle, where they would then have the opportunity to seek God's presence. But we don't need to make these sacrifices and offerings anymore. We have Jesus. God has sent His only Son to be the ultimate offering, the ultimate sacrifice on the greatest altar that was set for us. You see, Jesus took the sacrifice upon Himself, offered Himself so that we can come into the presence of God. Jesus is the fire igniter, the arsonist of our heart now. Arsonist is defined from the word arson, and that definition is a person who intentionally starts a fire in order to destroy something. And to think of the word arsonist, it reminds me of something negative. I think people normally refer to the word as arson as something negative, but that is just who God is. God can take the negative and change it to a positive. So I'm reminding you again tonight that let Jesus be that fire igniter, the arsonist of our hearts. Jesus came to set fire in our hearts to destroy what Satan has built to keep us out of the kingdom of God. Let Jesus burn down those walls tonight. Set fire to the plans, the tactics that the enemy has set to keep you from meeting with God. The fire is the gift. And when God has set the fire in your heart, keep the fire burning by praying to God, by walking in obedience to the will of God, by praising and worshiping God, by doing what God desires of us. Your life has purpose, young man. Your life has purpose, young woman. Let a new fire burn bright in your heart. Only offering we can now in faith give to God is an offering of thanksgiving for all that God has already destroyed, defeated, and burned out of our way. An encouragement to the fathers today as well on Father's Day. Fathers and mothers tonight, the greatest gift that you can give your child tonight is to give your life to Jesus. I think fathers, let Jesus set fire in your heart tonight. If you don't know Jesus, I pray that your heart is open tonight to allow Jesus to ignite a new flame in your heart. Come and bring yourselves before God tonight. Give your heart to the Lord tonight like never before. Trust God tonight that wherever you are listening from tonight, that God can set fire to that addiction that you find yourself in. That God can set fire to that anxiety that you are experiencing. That financial challenge that you are experiencing tonight. Young man, young woman, don't let your situation that you find yourself in hold you back. Let God set fire to your situation and rise up out of your situation, because there's no need for us to make excuses, because we have a fire igniter. His name is Jesus, and He will ignite those fires in our hearts tonight. So tonight, let's bow our heads and pray and trust God tonight. Heavenly Father, mighty God, Lord, I come before you now, Father, to come and say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word that went out tonight, Father. Thank you for the word that you've laid in my heart tonight, God, to share. Father, I know there is a young man, a young woman, a father, a mother that needed to hear that you are the fire igniter. You can ignite our fire in our spirits again, Lord. Father, there we've grown weak, Lord, where we've fallen, Father God. Come and lift us up again, Father God. Come and show us something new again, Father, because you are the fire igniter. Jesus, I pray tonight that wherever people are caught in these situations tonight, Father God, that your consuming fire will move like the wrath of God through these situations in Jesus' name. Because tonight, Father God, I trust in you first, God. We give it all to you first, Father God, because there's nobody like you, Lord. So, Father, wherever we find ourselves tonight, Lord, come and start a new fire in our lives, God. Whatever walls have been built around us tonight as well, Father God, Lord, I pray that those walls be burned down now in Jesus' name, because there's nobody like you, Lord. And we give it all to you tonight, Father God. Come and strengthen us. Come and lift us up, Father God, as the week also lays ahead, Father God. Come and carry us. Come and anoint us, Father God, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet in Jesus' name. Whatever is still within us, Father God, that is not from you, Lord, I pray that your consuming fire will go through us tonight, Lord, and banish whatever is not from you tonight, Father God. Lord, I give it to you. I give it all to you tonight, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name, because there's nobody like you, Lord, and we trust you tonight, Father God, that no matter how complicated our situations might seem tonight, Father God, your fire is greater, Lord. There where fires have dimmed down tonight as well, Lord. Father, I pray that you will brighten those fires again, Lord, that you will reignite those fires so that they can burn bright in our spirits again, Father God. Lord, help us wherever we are tonight, Lord. Come and be with us. Come and keep us, Father God. Come and reignite those flames. I pray this in Jesus' name, and I trust that you will move, Lord. Lord, I pray, and I trust tonight that your power of salvation that is now being poured out like fire on us, the tongues of fire that was poured out on us, Lord. Father, I pray tonight that those fires remain ignited, that we will keep those altars on fire, Lord, that fire will just keep burning. And we give it all to you. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.